And now the game where we ask silly questions of serious people. It's called Not My Job. So Wynonna doesn't just sing country music. She lived it. She grew up dirt poor. She's tangled with the law. And she is married to a guy named Cactus. And she likes to say...
I tangled with the law?
You did. Did you not remember that?
And the law won.
Well,
yeah.
As she likes to say, she went from an outhouse to the White House. We don't know if being with us is going further on that journey or backwards to where she came. But we're delighted to welcome Wynonna to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. How are you? Sadly, our radio audience can't see you, but you are a remarkable presence. You walked onto the stage like the Queen of England, looking upon her subjects. Were you always like that when you were a young woman? You like walked into a room and like, this is my room.
I quick story. I changed my name to Wynonna when I was 12, and I also told my mother at 18 because I made her famous when I was 18. Elvis was 18 when he signed with the same label, so I had her call me Shelvis.
Shelvis.
That's what you do.
Wait a minute.
So, yeah.
So why did, well, let's go back. Why did you change your name at the age
because
of...
Because I can. This is America. Because I could, honestly. I loved the song Route 66, and the music that I listened to growing up was big band, and I just love Flagstaff, Arizona, Don't Forget Wynonna, which is the story of my life. So Wynonna just was a name like Xena. It just I needed a name, people.
Yeah. When you Google, I don't know if you know this, but if you Google, you get these great pictures from the 80s, and you had some amazing hair.
Bon Jutti.
Oh, it was amazing. It was... How long did that take to get your
the
hair?
The higher the hair, the closer to heaven.
Yeah.
Duh.
Now, you're and you just correct me when I'm wrong, but don't hit me.
I will.
Because I'm going to make some mistakes. So your first big musical act was the Judds, you and your mom, right?
The artist formerly known as the Judds.
The artist formerly known as the Judds.
Listen, I've been performing my whole life. We lived in Appalachia, nothing to do, no TV, telephone. I was forced to listen to NPR against my will. I'm very serious.
This is hilarious because I really wanted to hear one of those great, like, you know, Loretta Lynn stories of deprivation.
No.
You're like, there we were up in the holla, nothing but NPR.
That sounds like way worse than anything that Loretta Lynn.
Some days there were no dinner, so we had to listen to the first hour of All Things Considered over again. So I have to ask, I know some teenage girls. I know some teenage girls' moms. How did you and your mom get along touring all those years together?
Next question.
Really?
It was my dream growing up, and I never expected to be on a bus with her for 10 years. But it's not funny. Everybody always laughs when I say that.
Well, you were in a band with your mom for 18 years? It is pretty funny to think of, because we all watched The Partridge Family growing up, and that seemed pretty nice.
That's a bunch of crap.
One of the things we found out about you, I assume you know this and love this, is that you are something of an icon in the drag world.
Wow.
Is that true?
Yeah, you know you've made it when, real quick story, I don't know how much time we have.
Oh,
but
go.
Guy came up to me in an airport and he said, my girlfriend went as you, for Halloween. I went, okay, this is going to be good. And he goes, no, it was horrible. And I said, what? And he goes, well, I told her, you're black. That's when you know you've made it, when a black drag queen goes as you as for Halloween. That's a true story.
Yeah. Crossover appeal.
That's when you know. I love everything. I really do. I'll show up at anything. I've just learned. I've done bar mitzvahs.
You've done bar mitzvahs?
Yeah. Nun conventions, Harley rallies. Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Hell's Angels.
Go back. So little Courtney Berkowitz is being bar mitzvahed.
Yep.
And at the reception.
Grandpa, tell me about the good old days.
Oi! I would like to hear you do Hava Nagila if you remember it.
I don't even know what that means.
Oh, it's all right. I'm just going to spend a minute feeling really terrible about my bar mitzvah. Well, Wynonna, we have invited you here to play a game we're calling...
A Judd by any other name might still smell as sweet.
You are part of the most famous Judd family in America, if not the world. So we thought we would ask you about some of the other Judds out there. Answer three Judd-related questions correctly, and you win our prize, one of our listeners, Carl Castle's voice, in their voicemail. Bill, who is Wynonna playing for?
Marty Fulton of Nashville, Tennessee.
Ready to do this? All right. Here is your first question. Keith Judd, he made news for taking nearly half the vote in the West Virginia Democratic primary against President Barack Obama in 2012.
They have politics in West Virginia?
They do. It was remarkable that Mr. Judd took almost half the vote of the Democrats against Barack Obama in 2012. Why? A, Keith Judd is a fictional character from the TV show The Gilmore Girls. B, he ran from inside a prison in Texas where he was serving 14 years for extortion. Or C, he is only 3 years old.
I was hoping it'd be like a dog or something, but yeah, I'm going to go with the kid just because it sounds ridiculous.
No, I'm afraid. In fact, he was running from inside a prison in Texas.
I was going to pick that one.
I know.
What does that tell you about politics, that you can run from inside prison?
Yeah.
Really?
Apparently, this is what this guy does for a hobby. He finds states you can register as a non-registrant, and he registers as a politician.
I didn't win that, because I was going to go with that, but that sounded too...
Well, you have two more chances. You have two more chances. As it turns out, second question, there is a definition for Judd in the Urban Dictionary. According to them, what is a Judd? A, anybody or anything that flouts conventional norms of behavior or appearance. B, a smooth romantic move involving tripping your date so you can catch her. Or C, a sandwich in which a piece of bread is held between two pieces of meat.
I'm going to say it's A, but I want it to be C.
Are you going to go with A? Well, then you're right. Of course that's what a Judd is. A Judd is a rebel. A Judd doesn't fit in. A Judd does what it wants. All right, last question. If you get this right, you win it. Here we go. Hang on a second. I got to
stare into the light. Are you going to sneeze?
Kikapa!
Thank you.
Bless your
heart.
Oh,
chutzpah!
How?
That's the only word I know.
That's a good one. That's
that
a good one for you to know.
Misusing chutzpah in such a public and exciting way was a great example of chutzpah. That was aces.
We have one more question for you, Wynonna. Judd Bushler was his name. Judd Bushler was an NBA player. He played on the Chicago Bulls, great teams of the 90s with Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen. But Judd Bushler holds an NBA record himself. What is that record? A, the only personal foul committed with a jockstrap. B, most shots that missed the backboard entirely and struck fans in the face or head. Or C, he played the most minutes in the most games without actually doing anything.
I think it's C.
You think it's C. And you're right. Jed Bushler is the NBA record holder with most minutes played without any points, assists, rebounds, or any other actual achievements on the court. Bill, how did Wynonna do in her quiz?
She got 2 right out of 3, and that's a big win for us.
Why, there she is.
Listen, I've had a good life. I've done it all twice, and this is more fun, actually.
I agree with you. Wynonna is a 5-time Grammy winner. One half of the legendary duo, The Judds. Her most recent album is Wynonna and The Big Noise. Wynonna, thank you so much for being with us. On Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Give it up for Wynonna.